Harbour View was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Here's Marcy. You timed it well. And we're nearly finished.
Ah, that's a fine job you're doing there.
Yeah. You're coming, all the work's nearly done.
Sir, too many cooks spoil the broth, you know. I'd only be getting the way. Be Gardner. What's the sergeant doing coming over here?
Marcy, what have you done this time?
Nothing. That's what bothers me.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Oh, we're very busy, Serge.
So I can see. This is Garda O'Connor. She's new. I'm showing her around the island and introducing her to some of the people. Garda, this is Massey O'Callaghan. If you ever shake hand with you, make sure you count your fingers afterwards.
Oh, be God, you're a fine looking woman. If I may say so.
Thank you.
It's an honor to meet you now.
For God's sake, don't take any notice of Massey. He could sell oil to the Arabs.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would. Those two fellas there are Jackie and Mickey. They're called the Bass Brothers. They're not really brothers. It's a long story.
Hello, Garda O'Connor. It's nice to meet you.
Hello.
Garda, I hope you like y'all.
I'm sure I will.
That man with the hose is Pat McCarthy, known to his friends as Mac. You met him before.
Hello again.
Hello.
Are you getting the Sheila ready to go out? She's been tied up for some time now.
Big head, Sarge, you don't miss a thing.
I'm interested in what you fishermen do. I know I wouldn't do your job. Mac, it's a shame to see her tied up.
Sir, there was a lot of work to be done to her, Sarge. We were lucky we didn't lose her altogether.
Garda O'Connor, Mac and Massey were nearly lost at sea some months back when, during the worst storm in years, the Sheila crashed up on rocks. The two lads over there, Jackie and Mickey, pulled it off the rocks and saved it.
It was no big deal.
That's what we do. That's what fishermen do. We all look out for each other.
Mac, when are you planning to take her out?
I'm not. The lads are giving me a hand to clean her up. For sale.
For sale?
I've decided to sell her, Serge.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't have a choice. It's getting harder and harder to make a living at fishing. With the cost of fuel, maintenance, insurance, it's not worth going out anymore.
So the government has turned us into criminals. Sergeant, with quotas now, restrictions, days at sea, everything, price of fuel, as you said, it's not worth our while going out. We're just well off tied up inside in the harbour. I mean, a foreign boat out there can catch as much fish in one night as we catch in 5 years.
If there's a shortage of fish, it's not because of us.
Serge, have a good look around the harbour. There's no trawlers here anymore, except for two or three. These harbours used to be full.
No trawlers over there. She just about stays afloat.
You own a trawler now. You own a problem.
I know nothing about fishing. I've been listening to you and I've been asking myself, why do you do it?
Why do I do it? I'm a fisherman. That's why I do it. It's part of who I am. I love the challenges. Every time you head out, it's like going into the unknown. Anything can happen. Never knowing what I'm going to catch. Or will I catch anything at all? Climbing the swells with a gale force wind biting at my face. Me against the elements. The excitement of being chased by a storm back into port. Fishing is a way of life. Men will always go to sea, and men will always get lost at sea. It's hard to take, but it's the truth.
Aye, fishing is in the blood. I love the sea myself. It's not like a job. It's like what Max said. It's a way of life.
Sometimes it's not about the money. It's the bond we have together.
When the sea gets a grip on you, it won't let you go. It pulls you back again and again and again. Fishing is dying a slow death, and everyone's standing around watching it take its last breath. People don't realise what fishermen earn benefits everyone. At the end of the day, it still comes back to what the fisherman makes, the government and everyone else takes.
We're being turned into criminals.
We?
When? Oh, I go out with Mac when he's stuck.
Wassy, people in grasshouses shouldn't throw stones. Lads, I agree you have it tough. I know I couldn't do your job.
Yeah, when the government made a deal in 73, they looked after the farmers and forgot about the fishermen.
It's a sign of the times. They call it progress. And sometimes I wonder.
Serge, could I ask you something?
Is it above board?
You're hurting me feelings now in front of this lady.
A stone has more feelings. Anyway, Mossy, what is it?
Instead of selling the Sheila, it might be better to wrap her up.
Mac, what have you to say about it?
To tell you the truth, Serge, it's the first I've heard of it.
Oh, we were going to surprise you.
Oh, thank you.
We discussed it over a couple of pints the other night.
I think it's a great idea myself. I mean, they raffle houses, so why not a trawler?
What do you think, Serge?
Would it be feasible? What do you propose to do?
We propose to sell tickets and put heads in the marine times. The raffle wouldn't take long now to spread through the fishing community and around the coast.
A raffle might be a good idea. Do you know, it just might work.
Do I have a say?
Get a Mac, you have enough on your plate now, boy.
Who's running it?
We are. We formed a committee.
You're a strange choice to run it.
I shall no one else to do the chairman, only me.
You must get permission to organise a raffle. Mossy, call into the station someday and we'll sort something out. Mac, are you happy enough with that?
Serge, it's not as if I have a say. I let them at it.
Good. Mossy, remember, no good deed goes unpunished. I better let you lads get back to work.
Bye.
By the way, Mossy, do you remember some months back these two Dublin fellas? I think Mick had a problem with them in his bar.
Oh, I do too, be God. They were so drunk now that they fell into the harbour, by God. And they were lucky enough that we heard them and pulled them out.
Recently, they were up before the courts for various offences. They received suspended sentences. I seen that type before, and if I was you, I'd look over my shoulder.
Oh, thanks, Serge.
Serge, you admire the fishermen, don't you?
I suppose I do. Very few people could or would do their job to feed their family and pay their mortgage. So now it helps to hold their heads in the air. It gives them self-respect and dignity, and it keeps the bank manager off the keys waiting for his pound of flesh. What's wrong with that?
Oh, Chrissy, wasn't the bride beautiful?
Oh, she was gorgeous, Nora.
And listen to me, her dress.
She didn't get that here at all, though, Nora, no.
But listen, sure, all brides are beautiful.
Isn't it easy for them with all the help they get nowadays? We had to do with what nature gave us.
What do you mean?
In our day, we were real women.
Chrissy, I don't know what you're talking about.
At least what the men saw then was what they got, Nora.
Chrissy, you've lost me. She must have gone away somewhere to get a tan like that.
Away? She didn't go too far now at all, girl. Only to the nearest beauty salon. That's as far as she went. They stands them up in their birthday suit and sprays them like they were cares.
All over?
All over.
Even the little bits, like, you know, the private bits?
They don't miss a single bit.
Oh, my God. St. Joseph and his blessed mother. Perish the thought.
And then they don't even come out brown, but orange. What women do now is to look beautiful, for God's sake. What we had was natural beauty. Now they get tattooed eyebrows, hair extensions, falsies.
Falsies?
To hold their boobs up and their bums. God, girl, you want to get out more often. You never heard of the Wonder Bra?
No. Why do they call it the Wonder Bra?
Oh, I don't know, but I suppose when they takes them off, the men are left wondering where the boobs are gone.
What's the world coming to?
Oh, Nora, I'd love to be a fly in the wall in their honeymoon night. Here he comes into the room and she's in the bed waiting. He sees bits and pieces were scattered around the room. She's only half the woman she was half an hour ago.
He wouldn't even recognise her.
He'd have to decide whether he was going to sleep in the bed or on the floor. Oh, thank God we're real women. There's nothing fake about us.
You can say that again.
Here's Massey. Well, you never see Massey out for a walk. Out for a walk, Massey?
Yeah, they're just stretching me legs, you know. The doctor taught me it wouldn't do me any harm at all.
And how's your mother?
Oh, she's fine, thanks. She's holding up well enough.
Yes, I must give her a shout. I'll call down to her.
Oh, do. She'd like that.
Massey, you doing anything?
You mean, am I busy?
Are you busy?
Never for you, girl.
Always the gentleman.
It doesn't take much to be nice now.
I need you to do me a favour, Mass.
Well, that depends now, Chrissy. What's the favour?
Massey, do you remember Gabby, the cat that died?
Oh, sure, how can I forget it? Didn't we give her a grand funeral after all together? Do you know what? I bet you still miss her.
Oh, I do. I miss her something terrible.
Oh, she'd never get over something like that.
And Zoe misses her too.
Zoe?
That's Chrissy's other cat.
Some weeks ago, I got a little dog, a Shih Tzu, and I call her Susie.
Susie the Shih Tzu? Oh, you wouldn't want to say that fast after a few drinks.
Now, listen, what I want you to do is this, right? Susie broke out of the garden. Now, the gardens outside, as you know, are back to back. And this morning, I let her out for a run. And when I opened the back door to let her in, there she was, with the neighbour's prize rabbit in her mouth. And she came in and just dropped it at my face.
Was it dead?
Lifeless.
What are you going to do?
What I want you to do.
Me?
I want you to bring the rabbit back and put it back in his box. Can you do that?
How am I going to do that? And when do you want me to do it?
Straight away.
Right now?
Yes.
Well, the quicker it's done, the better. He won't notice that the rabbit's dead.
Massey, are you going to do it or not?
Sure. Come on, then, sir.
Oh, Massey, you don't know how much this means to me.
I only hope I don't get caught. It wouldn't do me a reputation much good, I tell you.
Oh, you won't get caught. Look, I'm off now. Bye.
Bye, Nora.
See you later, Nora. I cleaned the rabbit down a bit.
Don't bother. It'll be all right the way it is. Would you shut that dog up before we're all caught?
I'd lock her up in the house. Come on, Susie. He's a good girl. Come on, girl.
Come on, then. Are you sure he won't be there?
He's always down the pub this time of the day.
Huh, I hope so. Shh! Keep your voice down, will you?
Me nerves. I'll have a heart attack if he comes out.
I'll have a heart attack even before he comes out if you don't keep quiet.
Look, the rabbit box is over there.
Shh! All right, I see it. Hey, go back now into the house, you.
I can stay here and watch out for you.
No, you won't. You're making more noise than a herd of elephants.
How did it go?
It couldn't be more perfect. He won't know a thing.
Oh, Massey, you saved me life.
Sure, I wouldn't see you stuck.
You'll have a drink.
I won't. I'm taking pills for my hips, and I can't drink on them.
Well, that's the first time now in my life I heard you refuse a drink, Mass. Look, I'm having one. I need something to settle my nerves. And I only take this out for a special occasion.
I'll have one, so. Only one, no, mind you. It's bad manners to refuse anything, and it's not right to have you drinking on your own.
You're always the gentleman.
Because there's a great kicker of that whiskey.
Here, come on, Mass. We'll have another one.
I will, then. A bird never flew on one wing. Here's to the rabbit, begot.
The rabbit!
Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tyvey. Produced by Dara Parker. For a full list of cast and characters, check out CRY104FM.com. A Community Radio Yard production.